Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, the replacement fantasy finally started producing receipts, and they're not pretty. Cinch dropped some uncomfortable data. 74% of companies have rolled back at least one live AI agent. Now, before the anti-AI crowd starts their victory lap, here's the detail that matters. Rollback rates hit 81% among companies with the most mature governance frameworks. That's not proof that agents fail in sophisticated organizations. That's proof that sophisticated organizations are actually paying attention. Beam AI adds another layer. Agent deployments are up 18x year over year, yet 56% of CEOs report zero financial benefit. Zero. Let that sink in for a moment. Fortune called it token maxing is over, and they're not wrong, though the phrase is doing too much work. The real issue? We've been counting activity instead of outcomes. Tokens consumed, bots deployed, pilots launched. None of that pays the bills. Here's the math that should worry you. If an agent is 85% reliable at each step in a 10-step workflow, your end-to-end success rate drops to about 20%. That's brutal. And that's exactly why demos work and production breaks. But here's where it gets interesting. The companies that are winning aren't trying to replace humans. They're extending them. Kaiser Permanente just published real numbers. 2.5 million patient encounters, 15,791 hours of documentation time saved, and strong physician satisfaction scores. But notice what didn't happen. Doctors weren't replaced. The time got reallocated to patient care. That's the extension model in one sentence. Legal teams are seeing 80 to 85% reductions in contract review time. But lawyers aren't disappearing. They're spending their attention on negotiation and judgment instead of boilerplate. Logistics operators are cutting route optimization costs by 15 to 20%. Same pattern everywhere. Agents own the repetitive work. Humans own the exceptions and relationships. Meanwhile, we finally got some real data on the memory architecture debate. Zepp's new temporal knowledge graph posted 94.8% accuracy versus 93.4% for traditional approaches. But the number that matters more is 90% latency reduction. Here's the translation. Context stuffing isn't a memory strategy. It's a tax. It burns tokens, slows systems, and degrades performance exactly where enterprise agents need to be strongest. Across sessions, across time, across complex workflows. Goldman Sachs is forecasting a 24-fold increase in token consumption by 2030. If you're still building pure vector RAG and calling it an enterprise memory strategy, you're laying down technical debt in the foundation. Now, the security picture just got real. CISA and NIST both dropped guidance this week, calling for cryptographically anchored agent identities. The problem? 37% of organizations have agents deployed, but only 3% have agent-specific security controls. Kiteworks found that 60% of enterprises cannot reliably terminate a misbehaving agent, not audit it later, not write a policy about it, stop it. If your team can't answer 4 questions, what can this agent do? On whose authority? With what credentials? And how do we cut it off instantly? You don't have an agent strategy. You have an exposure. The development debate is settling into camps. Mayfield found 65% of organizations taking a hybrid approach, mixing in-house development with vendor platforms. Sounds pragmatic, but for a lot of companies, it's just drift with better branding. The framing I like comes from Jürgen Apollo. Rent the plumbing, own the control plane. Outsource the commodity layers, but keep memory, logs, prompts, and operating visibility under your control. That's a real point of view. Here's my honest take. Fortune was right that token maxing is over, but the real issue was never tokens. It was managerial laziness dressed up as modernity. We counted activity because activity was easy to count. The organizations winning right now knew the problem before they picked the tool. Kaiser Permanente didn't buy AI scribes because scribes were trendy. They had a documentation burden. Legal teams didn't deploy agents to impress LinkedIn. They had throughput problems. The organizations reporting zero ROI mostly did the reverse. They built agents in search of a problem because they were afraid to be the company that wasn't doing AI. So if you're leading a business right now, stop asking where you can add an agent. Ask where human judgment is being wasted on repeatable work. Start there. That's where the real returns are hiding. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.